Perek Gimel Tef Nun Zayin. To use a sponge and any other item which is which absorbs. Nun Zayin. Ein Lishtamish B'Shabbos B'Matlis B'Sfog L'Chitzes Kenim. Was not allowed to use on Shabbos any rag or any sponge in order to go and clean kelim, because one is doing schita with using such a sfog, with using a sponge, one has to go and squeeze out the water. You're mainly squeezing out the water. You have a problem from schita using them on Shabbos. One's not allowed to use it, and also using a rag, which absorbs. Then by cleaning the plates, you're going to go and squeeze out the water. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Nun ches, ein nishtamesh b'tzemet plada, oi belifa, l'rchitzes kelim, was not allowed to use steel wool or anything like that to go and clean plates and all the rest. Why not? Because these things, even if the things don't absorb, maybe you can say that tzemet plada, steel wool doesn't absorb, but it's not better than hair. A mass amount of strings together, the water gets stuck in between them. A korban you've been isamidra bonon to go and use them, because you want the water to come out in order to be able to go and clean in the plates and all the rest. Well, non tes selile plastic rasink min reshet sheish behem avirim nikarim mutal ishtamish behem natzorech adochas kelim b'shabbos. One has some plastic balls which are made like a net. Now, in between every string, there is space. Such things you're allowed to use on Shabbos because the plastic itself does not absorb. What could be the problem, like hair, if there's a mass amount together, then the water gets stuck. But if one sees that every string is separate and there's space in between, there's no problem altogether, because the water will not get stuck there. Samach le'inin mevreshet sheyesh pa zipei nylon she'enam tzufim re'ei ha'or. If one has a brush which is made from nylon, the nylon does not absorb. So this brush is made from nylon, not only doesn't absorb, it's also not so full. It's not got a mass amount of hair together. It's very loose in a way that one can see in between the hairs from the brush. One can see in between. It's got space. They are. He says, look in the footnote. Rav Shlomo Zalman Be'emes wanted to say, if you've got such a brush, since it's nylon and it's not very dense, the brush, he wanted really to say that one's allowed. But at the end, he says, one shouldn't be matter it, because one can't know exactly what is considered dense, what is not considered dense. Halach al-Maisi didn't want to be able to say, he didn't want to say it is mutar. Rigusmoicha also says that shouldn't be allowed. Not only that, one has to know to use toothpaste is a problem. So we're discussing one doesn't use toothpaste. Kolpan halach l'maisa b'shlem azaman didn't want to allow to use a brush, even if this is plastic, and even if there is even though there is holes in between the hairs from the brush. So if samach alaf, le'inyan shimush b'mevreshet sheyesh lo zipei nylon niku asla in ba'ora. One has a toilet brush which is made from plastic. Now, this toilet brush which is made from plastic, it's also got a certain amount of holes in between the strings. But it's not so straightforward, he explains in the footnotes, that one can say it is not thick enough, not enough together in order to say there's an issa from chita with it. Maybe it's still considered a mount which is stuck together, which water gets stuck in it. He's not sure, but there is a sfora which one says that since the water is already in the toilet, if one or one takes down, flushes the toilet, and one doesn't need the brush to be absorbed with water. There's enough water which is in the toilet without the brush absorbing the water. Therefore, the absorbance from the brush is not needed. Therefore, it's considered a secretion lenichele. And also, this brush has got a handle, and also we're not so sure bichlal that it is dense enough in order to have a problem from chita. When the water is anywhere inside the toilet, or one flushes the toilet, one's allowed to go and use this brush. Some people say one's allowed to use this brush in the toilet on Shabbos.